You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Rhys Hughes, and I'm head of programmes at Radio 1 and 1 Extra, so technically I'm in charge of all the bits in between the records.
Rhys, yeah. What are you looking for in a presenter?
I think there are four things that we're looking for in a presenter. The first thing is a passion for music, be it specialist or mainstream, that's hugely important. The second thing is the ability to tell good stories, and I talked a lot about Sarah Cox and Scott Mills as two examples of great storytellers. And the third thing is around being aspirational but also being attainable. So people like the fact that a presenter may be at an exclusive Kanye Coco gig in London and can talk about that, but also that they're accessible and attainable in that. So presenters make the same mistakes as we all do when they go to the supermarket and forget things. And then the fourth thing that's really crucial is to be yourself.
And on that subject, you were saying in the talk how you don't like people pretending to be other people.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of student radio demos over the years of people trying to be Giles Peterson or trying to be Zane Lowe or trying to be Annie Mack or trying to be Chris Moyles, and that's frustrating. I think you've got to just be yourself and find your own voice.
I'm going to ask you a question that Clara asked you in the talk. It was, are you the best person to get a demo to?
Probably, yes, but like I say, I had my editor team also do all the piloting, and so what I tend to do is listen to the demos, and if I like them, I'll pass them on to the editors and get their opinions as well, sort of round the table with the editors at Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Imagine there's a first-year uni student who's really interested in presenting, loves student radio. What should they be doing now to set themselves in good stead when they graduate?
Get their degree is the first thing I'd say. Stay on and get your degree, but try and get as many presenting miles as you can, be it student radio, being it local commercial radio, being it local BBC radio. You know, get as many air miles behind the microphone as you can, really. That's important.
I've been asked to talk to you about multi-platform and the transition of people from television to radio. Do you think that's a thing that will continue to happen, is that people move from presenting television into presenting radio?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you've just got to look at sort of, you know, the YouTubers and, you know, as I said earlier, the egalitarian nature of the technology now is that you can set up and present, you know, and produce your own YouTube channel and produce your own content pretty cheaply now compared to sort of in the past. So yeah, I think I think there's movement, there's free movement from the internet to radio to television and back again. You know, I think it's a multi-platform approach is the way forward now, and it's also, you know, taking into account how it works on social media, you know, with Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and all that stuff.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.